Hi, everybody, and welcome back here on Friday, May 3rd. Thanks so much for downloading this. Thanks to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this. Appreciate that. Do check out their link below. And I want to talk to you about the World Health Organization's Global Pandemic Accord or Treaty, or as they sometimes refer to these things as the International Health Regulations. They have different words. This is basically, as you know, and they've been working on this one for about 2 or 3 years, really. And this is about the WHO grabbing complete control of every government in the world in terms of how that government should respond in the event of it declaring a global pandemic. So they're basically trying to take the lessons from 2020-21, when back then, as you know, not everyone did the same thing. Not everyone panicked, and like, for example, Sweden showed a degree of a modicum of common sense. And they've learned from that. They don't want it to be repeated. They want it to be so that the World WHO exercises basically complete power. It says, right, we now believe that monkeypox version 2 is totally deadly. And because of that, I'm afraid we're going to have to introduce mandatory lockdowns and mandatory vaccines. And governments will have to follow our expertise because we are the science. We are the experts. And the governments love all this, you see, because it gives them plausible deniability. They can say, well, look, if it was up to me, I wouldn't bring this in. But look, WHO, they're the experts. They've got the scientific expertise. So if they say we have to do A, B, C, D, we're going to do A, B, C, D and don't come at us. That, or at least that was a plan. That is a sort of plan on it. But I read, listening to Andrew Bridgen, I thought it was interesting that over in the States, in the Senate, 49 U.S. senators have demanded that Biden withdraws support for the International Health Regulations Amendment and the pandemic treaty negotiations, which they say would, rightly so, constitute intolerable infringements upon U.S. sovereignty. And so I commend those 49 U.S. Senators who have said that, because actually they're just being honest. It is absolutely clear that if this goes through and you become a signatory to it, then the World Health Organization will control essentially what happens within your country. You have ceded sovereignty to the World Health Organization, and that is the plan. Now, I think the UK will cede sovereignty, but the US is, as we often talk about, is a very particular country, and it's got strengths and weaknesses. It's a superpower, and it's got sometimes in some issues more of an independent streak than we have. And in this one, the fact that 49 senators have said, we have had a look at this, and we don't think that that is gonna work for us. So I think it's interesting, this, and I think that, you know, I mean, obviously it still doesn't mean that it couldn't get through. It absolutely doesn't mean that. And it is worth pointing out that the Senate itself has got 100 senators. Think about that. So 49 of them have said, no, we want this thing to be basically, you know, withdrawn. But that means 51 could still vote for it. So even though there's obviously a huge amount of skepticism, it could still get through, you know, so we can't be complacent. But at least you can see in the States, it's like a 50-50 balance. And I think as more and more people understand exactly what this pandemic treaty is, and as I say, I mean, the WHO are very clever. They don't call it a treaty. They call it an accord, you know, a lovely, fuzzy, wuzzy, warm word. It's an accord. It's a gentleman's agreement. It's a handshake. No, it's not. It provides binding legal power, and they know that. I mean, for me, one of the big wake-up moments of the past 4 years was to understand that the WHO, which up until that point I had accorded some level of respect for, is actually a monstrous globalist cabal full of the very worst people, all bought off in all kinds of different ways, and is a source for great evil in the world. It's basically a PR machine for Big Pharma as well. So I have no respect for the WHO. I mean, and as for Dr. Tedros, the guy who sits at the top of it, the former Ethiopian Marxist, right? Because that's who he was, put in that position by the Chinese because that's what he was. I have, again, zero respect for what he thinks on anything. I mean, I basically would like to see the WHO defunded. I would love to see them, I know that Bill Gates is the primary, is one of the biggest funders of the WHO. That should give you pause for thought as well. But it's an evil organization, you know, and the fact that they're using it and they're using health as the umbrella under which to exercise this global power grab in itself shows you the degree of Machiavellian evil afoot here. Thanks for listening.